praise to you, Ra. When you rise upon the eastern horizon, those who worship you rejoice at your appearance.
You rise, shine, and bring light to the two lands.
Your mother Nut receives you, and the gods welcome your beauty. May the soul of Tira go forth with you into heaven.
May Tira travel in the morning boat
and complete the journey in the evening boat until reaching the imperishable stars of heaven.
Hail to you, Horus of the two horizons,
Khepri who came into being by himself.
Beautiful is your rising from the horizon
as your rays illuminate the two lands.
All the gods rejoice when they see you,
King of Heaven,
crowned in divine power.
Thoth stands at the prow of your boat to destroy your enemies.
Those who dwell in the Duat come forward to meet your majesty
and behold your beautiful form. I also come to you so that I may see your solar disk every day.
Do not detain me, do not drive me away.
Let my limbs be renewed as I behold your glory,
just as the limbs of those
who served you upon earth are renewed. I am one of those who honored you during life.
Let me reach the land of ages.
Let me end the land of eternity.
For you, my Lord,
have prepared them for me.
Hail to you who rise from the horizon.
As Ra united with Ma'at,
you cross heaven in peace,
and all people see you
as you move forward.
After being hidden from them,
you reveal yourself again
at the dawn of every day.
Swift is the boat beneath your majesty.
Your rays shine upon human faces. Your golden brilliance cannot be counted, and your beams cannot be fully described.
You rise alone in the sky.
Let me advance as you advance without being stopped.
O Ra, whom no one can overtake.
Your journey is mighty. In a single moment, you cross millions of measures before entering your rest. You complete the hours of the night according to the order you established. When the hours are complete, the day begins.
You appear here in your appointed place as Ra rising from the horizon.
I worship you when you shine and praise your appearance at dawn.
You come forth in glory,
creating and forming your own body,
giving birth to yourself without weariness
as Ra rising in heaven.
Let me reach the eternal sky
and the dwelling of your servants.
Let me be united
with the venerable and powerful spirits of the netherworld.
Let me come forth with them
to behold your glory. When you shine at evening and your mother Nut embraces you, I raise my hands in worship as you turn your face toward the west. You are the one who created eternity. I have placed you within my heart forever, for you are mightier than all the gods.
Praise to you,
who rise from the golden one
and give light to the earth
on the day of your birth. Your mother brings you her hand so that you may illuminate
everything reached by the solar disk.
Mighty illuminator, you rise into the sky and sustain humankind through your waters. You bring celebration to every district, town, and temple. You bring forth food, nourishment, and everything pleasing.
Mighty One,
ruler of rulers, you protect your dwelling places from evil.
Glorious are you in the evening boat.
Radiant are you in the morning boat. Glorify Tira in the netherworld.
Let Tira enter Amenta
without fault and free from wrongdoing. Place Tira among the faithful and venerable spirits.
Unite Tira
with the souls of the netherworld.
Let Tira sail through the field of reeds after a joyful journey.
Come forth into heaven.
Sail across the firmament
and join the company of the stars. May greetings be offered to you in the boat. May invocations be spoken for you in the morning boat. Behold Ra within his sacred vessel and worship his disc every day. See the fish that travel before his boat through the emerald waters.
Let a pet fall helpless
when he plans destruction against me.
Let his spine be struck and broken.
Ra comes forth with the favorable wind.
The evening boat moves swiftly and reaches its harbor.
The crew of Ra rejoices when they behold him.
The mistress of life is pleased
when the enemy of her lord is defeated.